Casey Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another episode right here in the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, with K-State University coming to you on this Wednesday, January 7th, 2025. It's your very first time listening to this podcast. This other K-State podcast focuses on all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. There, we come at you every day, baby. Including the weekends as well, in the midst of basketball season, as I'm recording this podcast right now, or you say in the midst of the Big 12 play for both the men's and women's basketball teams. They both on the road. We'll have postcasts respectively of those games. I record those tomorrow morning as well. But we're going to get set right back on in as recording this podcast right on in to the transfer portal, where K-State has been red hot on the transfer portal trail. The latest get. I don't know what's up with this today. I really don't. This morning, again, I'm recording before the sun's out, which I like to do. I like to get things done before the sun's out. Coy Beasley, the latest DB to grab for new head coach Colin Klein and this football staff there. And this is, another DB from the transfer portal. And this is, the third or fourth one that I've done already. See, it seems like I've done 10 of them. 10 of these. 10 of these DBs. It's going to be a loaded DB room. Coy Beasley was one of several players who has visited Manhattan since the portal opened last Friday and already. And he's not the only one to make the decision that quick. The K-State obviously there as well. K-State's had a lot of commitments, just like several other schools had over the past, 24 hours or so, like that, there as well. 2024, Beasley was at Purdue, where Corey Patterson was at before Corey took the job at Oklahoma State. We already recorded that episode already. It may or may not come out yet. I'm not sure yet there as well, but we're going to have a cut. But if it hasn't, it'll come out. If it has, make sure you go ahead and check that out. Yeah, Corey Patterson, again, another link in the chain to this K-State roster, this coaching staff. I mentioned this several times already. And I'll say it again, there are so many links to the chain, so many connections within the staff. And now you're starting to see what I've noticed, you're starting to see the player linked to the coach. Whatever coach he goes to, this is a perfect example. Corey Patterson just got hired over the weekend to be the running backs coach here at K-State, and now you're seeing one of the former players, like a Coy Beasley, follow him right on over here to Manhattan over here as well. Beasley did not see any game action in 2024. He was redshirted before transferring there to the Miami, Ohio Red Hawks, which he's now from Miami, Ohio, transferred to the Little Apple in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports here. Another out-of-the-portal edition of this episode. Again, you'll be seeing these pop up here as we move along here. We've done a lot of these recordings, just like our guy out there, down there across the waters out there who does Gator Podcast. Shout out Brandon Olson, who's been doing these episodes. So we're kind of following suit with that. So I know you can put these all together and whatnot. Well, we're gonna do these individually. So like I'm saying, we're trying to do our best to do these recordings as it goes in order, right? So in the middle of current K-State sports action, like men's basketball, like women's basketball here, you'll be seeing these pop up. We kind of did this last year, but we kind of fell off a little bit. This time around, in the transfer portal, especially with the new coaching staff, we want to try to do our best to get the updates on these players, like a Coy Beasley, a Keyshawn DeVila, Isaiah Williams. Yeah, baby, we got you covered on that. So the latest DB to grab for the defensive side of the ball, the new defensive coordinators, Jordan Peterson and Marcus Woodson, they get Coy Beasley from Miami, Ohio there. Continuing on here, only one season over there up in Miami, Ohio. Beasley, one season. He started all the games, all 14 of them. Total for 40 tackles, 6 pass breakups, and an interception. He had 5 tackles in a pass breakup against Rutgers, which turned out to be, well, I almost said his best game, but not his, actually, yeah, not his best statistical game. It came against Western Michigan, 9 tackles in a pass breakup in that game. Beasley has speed in spades and is a, this is according to On3, Beasley has speed in spades and is a very accomplished track athlete from his high school days. He holds the LaSalle High School record in the 100, 4x1 in the 4x2, and won the state title in Ohio twice in the 4x1 relay. And speaking of these relays, hey, we got K-State Track and Field coming out here in another week or so. So let's just throw that one out there. Then of course, his rush freshman season, he had a big time 40-yard meter dash. He's clocked the 40 in the 40 with a 4.4. That was high school days, and now take that speed to the Little Apple there as well. And again, let me see. Yeah. And then, of course, I just recorded yesterday, right? Caleb Patterson, also DB. So this is the third DB there as well. And I haven't recorded two of these that are on three is talking about here. We'll get to Kelton Jones. I should have recorded Kelton Jones yesterday. I was exhausted. And Dylan Davidson. So we'll get to that here momentarily as it's going along. I'll probably just go ahead and do Kelton Jones here today before I head to work. Oh no, I was here to work here as well. So yeah, Speaking of that front, there's a lot of depending factor this week because this is the of the season of the holiday stretch, the last week of me working these weird-ass hours beginning today. Yeah, so I'm excited about that. Get these out of the way because I'm tired of working the nights there as well. This is a Purple Patrick podcast, all things Kansas sports. I know I complain about it so much here lately on the show. I just want to get done and over with. Well, what's not done and over with, this recruiting transfer portal class, if you will, by K-State right now, their first the new era, Colin Klein, this transfer portal class, and another DB, which is probably like the fourth one that I've recorded already. So you're going to have a stacked DB room, which included Caleb Patterson in there, Akeeshawn DeVila, and now you throw in here a 4-4 guy in Coy Beasley, who's coming from Miami of Ohio. So there's that for you here on this podcast, Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where our podcasts are found for individual daily or just to record K-State content. Remember, in the midst of current K-State news, like men's women's basketball going on tonight, as we're sitting here recording this podcast on Wednesday, January 7th, 2026. So the number one team in the nation, men's basketball tonight. And then also on the road, the ladies basketball team led by Tess Heal and Taryn Sides and company take on Houston down there in Houston, Texas. We'll have postcasts of both of those. I record those tomorrow. So there's that for y'all on that. And then here, as we move along, already recorded one on K-State baseball there as well. Tickets will be open up. Tickets will be open up here officially today on the in-person front. So I recorded that information yesterday there as well. So again, I know that's going to get lost in this whole transfer portal adventures, but it's been a super busy time since Colin Klein got booted out of the college football playoffs. Now he's firmly home in Manhattan, and him and his coaching staff, and of course, in the middle of all that, the transfer portal stuff, is Taylor Bratt, head of recruiting at K-State over there. So right now, they've done a fantastic job, and at the moment of this podcast, we are stacked in the DB room. So there's that. iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast, the Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. And, of course, make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. We cover all things K-State sports. So make sure you tune in to the latest edition. Make sure you are subscribed to this other, quote-unquote, K-State podcast. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. This is Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another Out of the Portal edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State Athletics. Cats. Okay,